This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
How about on a day like this, Duke, Carolina? Look, it takes a backseat to nothing. Except it's pretty exciting time.
Except maybe today.
Yeah. I don't even know who they are anymore. The Carolina Hurricanes, I don't even know. This offseason, major free agency, trade deadline, Jake Gensel, Yevgeny Kuznetsov. I have no idea who this team is anymore, but I do know who Tripp Tracy is. Analyst, my friend, Carolina Hurricanes. This has been, emotional win last night, 4-1. Frederick Anderson, clearly somebody cutting onions behind him as he was talking to Hannah Yates in the postgame after being named first star. His return, first game in four months and 5 days. The trade deadline, Jake Gensel, Kuznetsov today. This is incredible. I want to pare down the Gensel thing, but can you broad brush what it means to Hurricanes fans today?
Well, it's got to be. Been a polarizing word for me when Florida's in town, but it's got to be invigorating.
Yeah.
They've been unbelievably passionate, which shows you how much the fan base cares. And we remember times, AG, where apathy had entered the equation. And you never want to be there. And I just love the passion for the fans. And I think about how excited and invigorated they must be right now. I like both moves. I really love both moves. I'm happy to be on record saying that however they shake out. As you begin your journey to try to win the toughest trophy in sports. But I'm thrilled for the Hurricanes fans. But then I also think about players.
Yeah.
And even though, I get the human element and of the trade deadline, and these are professional athletes. That comes with the territory. I'm not trying to be insensitive at all to that. What I can say is that when, as a group, you've scratched and clawed, you've had adversity in particular in the position of goal that you haven't had here in this run in the second half of the year with performance. You had all those road games. You have all the expectations. And I'm really happy for the players, and I'll get on the plane with them to go to New Jersey in a little bit. To see the ownership and management adding some quality pieces that address needs, that most importantly, and I'm thrilled for the fans, but the lift that it gives the guys, because I remember the lift that it gave the guys when two guys that had no trade clauses when Carolina was not a destination, Doug Wade and Mark Recchi after Eric Cole's broken neck, the type of lift that gives the dressing room.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that have to perform. So I'm really delighted for the guys.
Oh, man. Tripp Tracy is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, now let's get to Jake Gensel. Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
I mean, he didn't have to go anywhere. He could have told Pittsburgh, look, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be part of the future here, even though it does look like it might even be a little bit of a longer road back. I think the Penguins are probably more of a rebuild than they anticipated. I bet they wish they could have the Erik Karlsson deal over again, because there's just so much money there, and it hasn't made them better. But Gensel is a bona fide. The Hurricanes have not had an absolute goal scorer on their roster, and I would argue they haven't had a goal scorer on their roster of that ilk maybe since Jeff O'Neill, because they've had points, point getters, but they haven't had bona fide goal scorers. Isn't that what Jake Ensel is?
No, oh, yeah, and a tremendous competitor, and you know, you look at his performance on the ice, but a superb human being. So I look at this; it's a targeted acquisition where there were suitors all over the board for Ensel if Kyle Dubas was going to move him, and I'm thrilled on all fronts. I mentioned to you this morning. I mean, I kept it to myself, but. His dad, it's wonderful to see Brady Shea have a big night last night because, you know, his dad, Mike, who's a scout for the Arizona Coyotes but coached in Minnesota, really has been influential in Brady Shea's career. And in the second period last night, his dad, Mike Ensel, I have supreme respect for. You know, I got a really nice text from him. You know, this is before it's been announced, and, you know, I kept it to myself. But, you know, how excited he was for Jake to be a Hurricane. And, you know, and that's not disparaging his championship success and in particular his unbelievable chemistry and friendship with Sidney Crosby, which is ultra close. But that was a nice message to receive from a true hockey guy like Mike Ensel. Then I think Don did a sensational job here. You know, I talked to him a little bit this morning about it. And, you know, because I find these deals fascinating when there are so many suitors. And I think Don got to a point where he really needed an answer yesterday.
Right.
And so he was willing to dig in with Pittsburgh, remove a player in Michael Bunting from the lineup to, I think, essentially get an answer. And if he doesn't get that answer, you know, he's got to pivot and move on. And I just sit there and I think about Don with A, his wealth of experience, Adam, and B, whether he makes deals or not, he loves this time of year because he doesn't get rattled. He has the intuition of when that pressure point is, because it happens at all different times. And I bring it up because I think it in this case, quite probably was the difference between getting a deal done and being close, but not being able to get it over the finish line.
It's really incredible, and you could tell he's got playoff experience, and as a rookie, he scored 13 goals in Pittsburgh's cup-winning season. So, it's incredible, and I'm glad that the Hurricanes... This again, when I said at the beginning, I don't even know who you are anymore, because... This has not been what Carolina has done. They've always kind of gone around the margins. I know what happened during the 1920 season with Trocheck and Brady Shea, but there were extenuating circumstances around those deals. And it'll bring us to Kuznetsov here in a second. But real quick about Ensel, let me just finish that thought, is that I'm glad that they decided that, you know what, this team is worth, you know, potentially giving away something that might be useful down the road for today. And obviously they're going to try very hard to re-sign Jake Ensel. It might end up being a free agency situation, but they're certainly freeing up a lot of money in the future if they want to pursue Ensel as a free agent. If he doesn't re-sign, maybe he'll be overwhelmed by the atmosphere and the fan base and his teammates and his head coach, and maybe it'll all work out. Doesn't he have to play with Sebastian Aho?
Yeah, I would think so. It's certainly for a constant or a significant sample size. When you look at, I mean, nobody's Sidney Crosby, but you look at the compete of Sebastian Aho and the likeness, you know, Sidney's one of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah.
You know, but it makes total sense for him to play with Sebastian. And the other thing I think about is, you know, you look at, you know, the Rangers last year and first getting Tarasenko and then getting Patrick Kane and the way that it disrupted what had been a really good power play. And, you know, Bunting's best contribution as a Hurricane, I personally thought he struggled at 5-on-5.
Yep.
But he was a contributor on the power play. But you get a lefty in Ensel, can play that role, bumper position. He always has the fight and the determination to get to the hard areas, and then his goal-scoring finish does the rest. So, and then, you know, you'll get to Kuznetsov in a second. I think it's different than New York when you look at this power play that's been a tremendous growth story for Carolina this year, that it's not going to be disrupted. Because that's something that I thought a lot about, because thinking about just the Rangers as one example, their power play did get disrupted. I oftentimes look at lefties and righties, and just, you know, speaking about Gensel, before you get to Kuznetsov, you got a guy that's a left shot, yeah, comfortable in that role. So my thought would be, aside from playing with Sebastian, you plug him right into that spot on that particular power play unit.
Yeah, there's no question. And I mean, my thought is maybe move Teravainen over to the left with Aho and Gensel. And now let's get to Kuznetsov. And I know you and I were kind of, broaching the subject yesterday after we were done with our hot stove before the Carolina-Montreal game.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
And to me, this is very much like the market inefficiency that Carolina likes to go after, where they take a guy who needs a change of scenery, a change of environment, and they believe that their culture can make that player better, maybe closer to what his potential could be, because Kuznetsov is not old. He's 31. His body might have undergone a few miles due to his own personal issues, but he can still play. Can he play at the same level? But this is what Carolina is counting on, right? That their culture will sort of emotionally rehabilitate this player.
There's a bunch of things here for me that, however it shakes out, I'm happy to go on record and say this is a good deal that's worth the risk. And before I get to my reasons why, you can bet that Tom Dundon, Don Waddell, Rod Brindamore, they did their due diligence with regards to the ties with Evgeny Kuznetsov, whether it be Justin Williams, who played with him, whether it be right. Dmitry Orlov, who's a dear friend of his and on the roster and won a Stanley Cup with him, whether it be Kevin McCarthy, who now is part of the fold, one of the coaches that assisted Peter Laviolette, really, you know, Peter Laviolette's wingman throughout his career that coached Kuznetsov in Washington. So they would have done their due diligence. And, you know, when I look at Evgeny Kuznetsov, there are a couple of things that really struck me this week that put him on my radar, just privately and personally. When he got waived last weekend, I wanted to see, you know, and, you know, it's no secret I'm a recovering alcoholic,
right,
that I wanted to see if he cleared waivers, what type of attitude he would have going to the American Hockey League. And, you know, because I think about through my own decision-making, when I missed the playoffs and certainly could have cost me my job, I would have readily accepted that, that ramification.
Right.
I know even when I missed the playoffs, I was so upbeat because I knew I had been given a second chance. And even when I was missing the postseason, you know, my attitude was great because I felt like I had been given a second chance. That has struck me this week, that Kuznetsov has had a very, very positive attitude. And then I look about, you know, from a distance, because I don't know him personally, but when his life has been in good order, including recently, he's been an all-star performer.
Yeah,
he's a guy that easily could have won the Conn Smythe when Washington won the Stanley Cup with how he performed in the playoffs.
Right.
He's a guy that, in an all-star game that Rod Brindamore coached, went out of his way to compliment and Laud in an all-star scenario, Rod Brind'Amour. So all of those factors, it just and competition in the middle of the ice at the center ice position, I just see it, however it shakes out, as a really fine acquisition.
All right, Trip Tracy, we're going to have to end it there. We'll talk tomorrow morning in front of the Canes and the New Jersey Devils. Devils got a big win Travis Green's first win with New Jersey. They should have renewed life, although they did just move out Tyler Toffoli, who goes to Winnipeg. So maybe they are already in next year mode, but it's a big one for Carolina because they're only 4 points behind the Rangers, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, AJ. What an exciting time, partner. Mm. It might take some time with chemistry. And we'll see when these two enter the lineup. But what an exciting time.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. New customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.